So with this one, I'd just like to hand over to Srivastan. He'll just talk through some of the management experience.
Hello guys, so Samir showed us some of a cool developer experience. Now I'm gonna shift focus and show you some of the stuff that we have done for the IT admins, right? So yesterday when we met, we showed you how to create a BizTalk service in three steps. And we also looked at like a bunch of this, how do you go scale, where do you go, look at the monitoring data and so on and so forth, right? How do you update or download the certificate? Wouldn't it be cool to execute all of this in an automated fashion, maybe using PowerShell, right? So today we'll actually kind of go focus on some of these aspects. So as Samir was pointing out, most of our stuff is available as samples for you to go download and even enhance as your need may be, right? So I'm gonna show you like where to get these things. So I'm going to use Bing. Windows Azure BizTalk service samples, right? If you go here, I'm going to go to the forward link. So this is where you get all the samples that we have provided. And for this session, I'm going to show you a bunch of samples with respect to Windows Azure BizTalk services management, right? This is a sample which will give you the PowerShell command list using which you'd be able to manage the BizTalk services environment. All you have to do is go download the sample and put it somewhere, right? So which I've already done. So if you have clicked on the download, it would download the zip file. I've extracted it, so you can actually go and open the, I'm gonna increase, are you able to see this font? Or do you want me to change it? Where is this? Yeah, that's not working. Give me a sec, let me fix this. Anyway, so we're not going to look at the code itself, so I'm going to skip this part. All you have to do is basically go and build this. Once you have built this sample, it's going to generate one particular DLL. We are more interested in the DLL and the PowerShell commandlets that is available as part of the sample. So when you go download the samples, you get a description file. And if you open the description file, that describes what is available in the samples list, right? Here, if you see, these are the bunch of commands that we support. Right? You can create a Windows Azure BizTalk service, get the details about these services, right? You can even go update, restart, suspend. You have a bunch of these features, right? Specifically, I'm going to talk about backup and restore. Think of the environment where you have created a BizTalk service, you have configured it, you used a bunch of the developer tools that we are supporting, and you're going to deploy your applications, you have configured the application to go process a message, so on and so forth. But you also want, from your corporation point of view, your organization that you're working on, to have a mechanism to prepare yourself for dealing with disaster and recovery, right? So wouldn't it be useful for you to take a kind of a backup of the entire service environment and to kind of recover from it, able to bring the same service environment in some other region in case if the region that you have installed in goes for a disaster. So some of these features like backup and restore will help you to achieve that. Right? So before getting started, one of the things that you would notice is that you need Windows Azure PowerShell 0.6.19 version of the PowerShell installed on your system that you can get from the links that is available in the description. So I've already installed it. So let me actually go and launch it. Right, suspend of a BizTalk service is not actually suspending the service itself. It just suspends the management operations on the BizTalk service, but it will not save you from the cost angle. The first thing that you have to do, since it's PowerShell is available as sample commands, you need to build the samples and import the samples into the PowerShell environment so that you have those commandlets available. So as shown here, all you have to do is run the import module command first so that you can, whatever you have compiled from the samples point of view can be imported as commandlets. Give me a sec, I'll just copy the path to the DLL. Oops. So with this, we have imported all the commandlets. So they are available for you to use. I'm going to quickly see. The list of commandlets that are available in the context of BizTalk service, right? So let me actually try with get first. So do you guys remember, as part of the demo yesterday, I created one BizTalk service. Do you guys remember the name for the service that we created? Okay, it was Summit Demo 123. So I'm going to try to see if that exists. By the way, how am I authenticating against Azure to go after this and execute all these commands, right? Because I'm executing all of them in my dev environment, which needs to go after my live ID and my Windows Azure service that is running and should be able to kind of get that information, right? What we have is Azure provides a get publish settings through where you can go through a live ID and get the published settings from your live ID deployed onto your system, and which essentially gets a management certificate from your subscription and installs and sets your environment for you to go do all these operations. Before I actually kind of explain you what I have downloaded, I'm going to show you how you can do this. All you have to do is go execute this command called get Azure publish settings file. It will open up an IE where you can go log in with your live ID credentials. It will connect to your Windows Azure, get a management management certificate from your subscription, install on it on your local box. From that point onwards, it's a lot more easier because your PowerShell environment and your Visual Studio is set up to go talk to the Windows Azure subscription. Right, since I've already done it, I'm able to kind of go after and talk to the service. So the interesting thing is, we created this one, so you'd be wondering whether I'm really telling you the. So I'm actually putting all the service configuration into one particular file. If you look at the time, this is in UTC, 7 o'clock, and we are like minus 8, so roughly around 11, 10 yesterday morning when we created this particular service during the demo, it ended up creating this service, right? So what we have from the service configuration point of view is the name of the service is Summit Demo 123, and the state of the service is started and it's active right now. It has a bunch of service configuration or service metadata, right? It's developer edition because that's what we created yesterday. It has a tracking store and archiving store and monitoring store that we configured during our connection wizard. And the number of units, since we created a developer, we cannot scale. The number of units of that BizTalk service is like one, and the service version is 1.1.0. That's what we have from GA point of view yesterday when we marked it available. And we have other details like creation time, what is the link to the management portal, so on and so forth. You can also get the properties. Right. It's a little bit hard to read. For example, you can get the IP address of your service. You can get the portal. This is the management portal URL using which you'll be able to go manage your BizTalk service. You can create new agreements, partners, profiles, bridges, the tracking view that yesterday Karthik showed. So all of them you can directly go hit using this URL, your service URL, so on and so forth. So what we are doing is all these commands help you to get the configuration of your service and manage it locally, right? So I'm going to show you how do you take a backup? So before that, like, what are the parameters for a backup? So what you can do is put a help. So this gives you the parameters for backup. I want to take a backup of my service environment so that I can actually go store it in a place. And whenever required, I can kind of restore it from the backup, backed up environment. What we do is restoration, you can actually have multiple choices. If you are kind of dealing with a disaster recovery kind of scenario, you can go delete the previous environment and kind of come and create a new environment with the same properties, same tracking store, same connection strings and all those things. Or if you want to kind of use a previous configuration and start a new one, which is like from configuration point of view or application point of view, same, but you want to kind of provision a new tracking store and a new monitoring store, because as I said yesterday, you cannot share the tracking stores and monitoring stores between two service environments, right? All you have to do is download the service one's configuration, just change the monitoring of the tracking store, and use the details to spin off another service, right? With this, you'll be able to kind of set up two environments, maybe at two different regions, which does exactly same. Your applications and its artifacts are kind of easily replicated into another environment. Right? So how do you do this? All you have to do is take a backup of your first service and kind of restore, like spin off another environment from that first service. So backup is very easy. All you have to do is, so the name of the resource is, I'm going to pick up Summit Basic. Okay, just to give you, I might already have it. So I'm managing right now five services of BizTalk service. The reason why I'm actually picking up Basic and instead of the one that we created yesterday is the one that we created is a developer version. We don't support backup and restore of a developer edition. It's more useful as a prod environment, right? So today we have three editions that you can go live on, basic, standard, and premium. So we support backup and restore on those editions. So I'm going to pick the basic one. If you really go look at the service properties of basic, you cannot use on the developer edition, right? If you can see that edition is basic.
Just a comment on that, it'd be great for the developer to have backup so that you can develop your solution and you can back it up, get rid of the service so you don't have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, maybe we should definitely consider that one. But the rationale here is, for developers, his artifacts is already versioned using some kind of source control that the developer would be using on his local machine. This is primarily for the service environment. Well, definitely, we can go look at it, saying that whether we want to support it for the developer environment as well.
So just on that, is for the dev environment, is backing it up and then taking it, deploying it to a basic, is that?
That's allowed. That's possible. Right? For example, today we don't allow taking a backup from developer. For example, if you take a backup from develop a basic edition, and while restoring, you can go and restore it as standard. Right? You can do that.
Because I think that sounds like a good approach for like automated build where you can make my build and test and set it on dev, but then when I want to go to a test environment, just back it up.
Right, there are some feature differences between what you have in developer. Developer is a full-blown premium feature compatible with premium. So you might end up actually using all the features that are available in premium and try to kind of deploy it on basic. That's the only reason. But otherwise, I think whatever you're saying is possible.
We're giving them the ability to play and learn how to
use. Yes. Right. Cool. So while you're creating the backup, so I'm taking a backup of Summit Basic is the deployment name, the service name that that I've created. I need to provide a backup name so that I could create multiple such backups or maybe on a daily basis, and I want to go restore this particular version of the backup. So think of it as like a unique identifier that marks your that particular backup. So I'm going to call it as backup of Basic at 1224, right? One more parameter that it asks is a backup store connection string. So where do you want to take the backup? We actually take the backup into a particular Azure storage. So you need to provide a Azure storage connection string with which we can go create the backup on. And while restoration, you'd be asked the same backup name on the backup connection string that you can provide from where the PowerShell will actually go and restore the service from, right? So we already store the connection string here. The connection string is nothing but a blob table and queue endpoint, which points to the Azure storage that I have created. So this is a storage. So I've already created the storage here. The name of the storage account that I've created is backup store BTS. You can go to the dashboard. You'll be able to get the connection strings from here. Right? I just copy-pasted into your notepad for convenience, but otherwise it's like you're doing a backup, name of the service that you want to take a backup on, name of the container, that the unique name that you want to give to your backup, and the connection string to the Azure storage. That's it. So you hit, oops, sorry. Okay, this actually resulted in some copy-paste errors. Right. Before this, I want to cover some of the other aspects. So we'll come back to this and show you how we can be done. I think I copy-pasted the wrong one. Right. So the idea here is, you can also create all this storage on the SQL accounts using the PowerShells, right? from the automation point of view, what you want from as an IT admin is you'll be able to automate all these aspects, including taking backups on a regular basis or at a regular cadence, as well as restoration if needed through your PowerShell commandlets. So best way to get hold of all the PowerShell commandlets is using help. If you type Azure, it gives you a bunch of commandlets that is already supported on Azure, right? This includes, for example, you can get the details about your SQL database. You'd be able to create a new SQL database. Or, for example, if you want to go get details about a storage account and create a new storage account, right? From creating a new BizTalk service, all you have to do is provide it a SQL account and storage account. And the name and the location where you want to go create a BizTalk service, you'd be able to achieve that, right? So all these commandlets are available once you install Windows Azure PowerShell. The bottommost ones are the ones that we imported. These are the BizTalk service specific commandlets. You'll be able to even create this new. You'll be able to create a new BizTalk service using this command. All you need to provide is the name of the service that you want to create, where you want to create it, as in location, saying West US, East US, where you want to create it, on the configuration file. The configuration file sample is available as part of the sample that you downloaded. I'll just show you how a sample file looks like. It has service version, which version of the service that you want to go create, the edition, the unit count, the tracking store, and monitoring store. It's simple, right? You provide this information, you'll be able to kind of spin off a new BizTalk service.
Just a question.
Yes.
If I've got a busy BizTalk services platform, let's say I've got multiple nodes and I run the backup job, how do I know what's backed up? Is there any checkpointing or something along those lines? So how do I know when I run the backup exactly what's being backed up at that point in time?
This is from from what you have deployed from that point of view is what you're asking, or from the messages point of view you're asking?
I suppose I should probably ask, is it just the scaffolding and the framework that's backed up, or are the messages included in that?
No. So what we take as backup is basically your application configuration,
yep,
and the BizTalk service metadata. Think of it as service metadata. Right, from where, and the details about your DBs that we have created and what state the DBs are, all the internal details that would help to spin off a new service, and the configuration of that is what we take a backup of.
So basically, because it's an in-memory, in-flight type model, you don't really need to worry about the...
Yes, right. So there are two things that we don't take a backup of as part of the service. The tracking store and the monitoring archiving store that the user provided as part of spinning off the BizTalk service, those needs to be backed up independent of this command, right? And you can do it using the SQL commands that are already available, but those needs to be backed up independent of this currently, yeah. So restore can be done also very easily. All you have to give is the name of the service, the location, as I mentioned, the backup name and the connection string of the backup. And if you want to go change the parameters, for example, like Michael asked if you want to go change the edition from basic to premium, you'd be able to kind of provide another configuration file and change the edition here, as I showed the configuration file earlier. You'd be able to change the edition and provide it, and it will be able to kind of change, spin off a new service, which is now standard instead of basic, with same service metadata. Right? You'll be able to kind of what this would do is remove the Azure BizTalk service. Right? So essentially what we have done is we majority of the IT admin operations we have kind of automated and provided through samples. All you have to do is go download the sample, compile it, and with which you will get a bunch of commandlets that you can import and get your operations done. Yes, Mike. Yes. This is regarding the, can I install the application using the Visual Studio from the Visual Studio today? So today we don't expose it, but this is something we're considering. Technically, you could have multiple Visual Studio instances, but some of these things is still we are kind of rationalizing, saying, hey, how do you want to kind of visualize the concept of application in a BizTalk service?
So do you guys want feedback
on that? Yeah, definitely. Maybe like after the session, we can have a chat on that. So that's pretty much that I wanted to cover in this session. Open for questions. That's definitely we are considering to add it. Right now, we don't have that facility. Today, the only way you can deploy a bunch of artifacts that Samir showed you earlier is through Visual Studio. We are definitely considering to kind of break that in a clean manner so that the handoff between developer and IT admin can happen. Some of those aspects, yes. For example, the artifacts aspect that Samir showed in his PowerPoint, some of those aspects have PowerShell, the real PowerShell commandlets that you can actually use to go publish them. That's pretty much cool. Thank you.